I think the big shift here is that AI competition isn't really about who drops the newest model or the coolest chatbot demo anymore. It's moving toward the systems underneath that make AI actually useful at scale.
Exactly. Chatbots are still the most visible part of AI, but they're really just the top layer. Underneath them is a much bigger stack: compute, data pipelines, security controls, and operational governance.
It's a little like saying the model is the brain, but infrastructure is the body.
And that's where the most important shift is happening, toward chips and infrastructure.
High-performance accelerators, custom silicon, memory, networking, cooling, data center design. These things now decide how fast AI runs, how much it costs, and how widely it can be deployed.
Right. The article really emphasizes inference over training as the long-term battleground. A model might look great in a demo, but if it's too slow, too expensive, or too unreliable in production, it won't hold up.
That's why companies are investing in more efficient training and inference accelerators, specialized chips for specific workloads, better data center architecture, improved power management and cooling, and faster networks between servers and GPUs.
It's a serious point. AI is no longer just a software problem. It's a physical problem: electricity, space, hardware, and operational expertise.
And security is becoming a core requirement, not an afterthought.
That's true. As AI systems gain access to data, tools, and internal business processes, they create new kinds of risk.
The article lays out some key security questions: preventing sensitive data leakage through prompts or outputs, stopping malicious manipulation of models, controlling access to models, tools, and users, auditing AI actions and decisions, and protecting the supply chain of models, datasets, and plugins.
Those issues determine whether AI can be safely used in areas like customer service, finance, healthcare, legal, and software development.
Honestly, a clever system that's hard to secure is also hard to trust.
That's why trust is being presented as the new differentiator.
Users and businesses need AI that is consistent, predictable, accountable, and explainable.
When two systems offer similar capabilities, the one that feels safer, more transparent, and easier to govern may win.
And production-ready AI needs real-world monitoring: limits on what the system can do, review of decisions before they affect customers or operations, proof of compliance and privacy, and the ability to scale without losing control.
Those capabilities are what separate experimental AI from systems that can actually be relied on in real business operations.
So for developers and businesses, the takeaway is that AI strategy shouldn't be about choosing the best model alone.
It has to consider the full operating environment: cost, latency, uptime, security, data handling, and long-term maintainability.
Companies that build strong infrastructure, governance, and security practices will be better positioned to adopt new models quickly without creating new risks.
The broader conclusion is that the AI race isn't slowing down. Its center of gravity is just moving beneath the model layer.
Future advantages will come less from the flashiest chatbot and more from the teams that can turn model capability into reliable, secure, and scalable value through chips, data centers, security systems, and trust frameworks.